Investigations by the Economic and Organized Crime Office, IOCO, indicate that at the time the CEO of Goodwill International, Philip Asibit, received $2 million as payment for securing a $65 million funding from the World Bank for the then NYEP, the country had not even officially written to the bank for such a facility. Payment was, however, approved by the former NYEP boss Abuga Pele for Mr. Asibit. An investigator at IOCO, Diana Edu Anani, who was testifying at the trial of Mr. Asibit and Abuga Pele, said the former NYEP boss wrote a letter justifying why Mr. Asibit should be paid the $2 million, a report by Beatrice Opong.
Investigations conducted by the Economic and Organized Crime Office have revealed that a document which the CEO of Goodwill International, Philip Asibit, claimed to have been prepared by him with technical support from the Management Development and Productivity Institute, MDPI, to source for funding from the World Bank for the then NYEP, was actually downloaded from the internet. The said document was Serbia's report on a similar project which was adopted word for word by Mr. Asibit and presented to demand payment for consultancy services. Giving evidence at the financial court, Ms. Edu Anani said Mr. Asibit only substituted Ghana for Serbia on the said report. Ms. Edu Anani said the MDPI also denied its involvement in the preparation of the said document. She said the first page of the document also bore the names of Mr. Asibit, Abuga Pele, and former Youth and Sports Minister Clement Kofi Humado without their signatures. IOCO therefore contacted Mr. Humado, who expressed surprise and also denied knowledge of the document. The document has been tendered in evidence. The witness said it was strange that Mr. Asibit claimed to be the originator of exit strategies for the NYEP. This is because at the time Mr. Asibit was making those claims, there was an existing exit plan for beneficiaries. She said government was already in agreement with organizations like Azuntaba and Gallywood for the absorption of existing beneficiaries of the NYEP. Ms. Edu Anani said further investigations on NYEP officials and the ministry indicated that there was no such agreement between the NYEP and Goodwill International. She stated that when IOCO questioned Mr. Abuga Pele, he said he received verbal advice from Mr. Asibit. Continuing, the witness said Abuga Pele approved a budget of over 59,000 Ghana cedis to be paid to Mr. Asibit and some staff of the MDPI as per diem. During investigations, however, the management of MDPI said they did not sanction their staff participation in the purported NYEP activity.